Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Wednesday, the 3rd of April. The week's going pretty quick this week. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. And if you like what you hear in this free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. It's a fantastic community. We've got a great website. We've got a great newsletter for you to enjoy and hopefully pick up some of the money-making ideas that we have in the newsletter, as well as a fantastic Facebook discussion group, which allows you to pose questions and learn from other members. So it's a really good resource for members. All right, well, that's enough of that. Let's get on to the scores on the doors as usual. And a bit of a wobbly old night in the US. Seems those comments from Jerome Powell on Friday regarding the no hurry to cut rates is starting to sink in with market players. We had the Dow Jones down nearly 400 points or 1% to 39,170. It had a high, if that's the right word, of minus 311 and a low of 515 down. So not a massive range. It was just down and dirty pretty much the whole day. And closing down 397 points or 1% down. The Nasdaq similarly afflicted, 156 points down, 16,240 down just shy of 1%. And the S&P 500, not even in the middle for diddle today, unfortunately, down 0.7 of a percent, 38 points to 5206, just hanging on to that 5200 level. The Russell 2000 had a little bit of a shocker, down 1.8%, 38 points to 2,065, and the VIX Volatility Index suddenly spurted into life, up 7% to 14.61. Our SPY futures showing a loss of 30 points. It was a little worse than that, but maybe some of the commodity price moves will negate some of that fall, and we could see a little bit of drift, a little bit of outperformance in resource stocks, and a little bit of switching perhaps from the banks and the industrials, which we started to see yesterday, into resource stocks. Yesterday, the resources were up 1.3%. Banks were pretty much unchanged. So SPY futures down 30. Now, the reason, of course, that we saw the US fall has been those comments from Jerome Powell in terms of the pause or maybe the no hurry to cut rates. Certainly the RBA minutes yesterday suggested pretty much the same as well from Michelle Bullock and the team, although inflation has fallen. Gradually is the word, and it doesn't seem as if central banks around the world are in any hurry, especially when you consider some of the inflationary pressures that are now building up in the system in terms of oil prices, in terms of commodity prices, and still services are still relatively elevated, wage growth as well. And we have seen, especially in the US, their economy doing pretty well. You know, we still have very low unemployment both here and there. Jobs are plenty, house prices still going higher, stock markets at all-time highs, etc., etc. So it's hard to find a compelling argument, really, for the rush to cut rates, and that certainly is something the US is starting to focus on now. 10-year yields in the US, 4.353, up 3.8 basis points. 2 years, down 1.4 basis points, 4.69. The Aussie 10-year, up quite substantially, 4.116. That is up 11.9 basis points. So that is quite a big move for the Aussie 10-year. Bitcoin continues to be pressured, down 5.4%. The US dollar, A dollar rate, 65.19. I must admit, I wouldn't want to be a currency trader particularly. It's been very dull, around 65 cents for a long, long time. US dollar index fell slightly, 0.23 of a percent. So in terms of US stocks, we had tech stocks under pressure. Nvidia down 1%, AMD down 2.5%, Netflix down, well, Netflix unchanged. I was going to say down 0.0, but it could be up 0.0 as well. Meta, the artist formerly known as Facebook, up 1.2. Tesla had a shocker, down 4.9%. We did get some first quarter vehicle delivery numbers out of Tesla, 8.5% down from the same quarter last year. And some of the big bulls on Tesla on CNBC, there was some towel chucking going on. 4.9% down for Tesla. Amazon down 0.2. Alphabetti Spaghetti down 0.4. We had Microsoft down 0.7, Apple down 0.7 as well. US banks slip-slided away. Bank of America down 0.6, Goldman's down 0.8, Morgan's down 0.9 as well. CBA overseas down 0.3%. European banks a little mixed. Barclays up 0.5%. If we look across at commodities last night, well, it was pretty much green across the screen. Brent crude up nearly 2%, 1.85%. $1.62 to $89.30. WTI also doing well, up $1.41, 1.67%, $86. That is not good news for inflation. Gold, this was a big move for gold, up another 1.4%, nearly $31 to $22.80. That is a big, big move. In Aussie dollar terms, gold is just shy of 3,500 Aussie dollars an ounce. That is a big move. Silver, also with a big move, 4.3% higher. Platinum, 2.2% higher. We are seeing this commodity price rises as the US dollar comes under a little bit of pressure. And we have seen those bond yields rising as the bond market slips. We've got copper up 1.4%, nickel up 1.9%, aluminium up 2.1%, zinc up 1.6%, lead going like a balloon, or a lead balloon, down 1.6%, tin up 1.5%, iron ore unchanged, coal smidge higher, lithium was a smidge higher in Asian trades, but not an awful lot. In terms of overseas mining stocks, BHP in ADR terms, 1.4% higher, as was Rio. Glencore up 3%, Freeport-McMoRan up 2.2%, Arcadium Lithium down nearly 4%. We had Albemarle down 2%, SQM down 1.8%. They do tend to follow the Tesla share price to some extent. To the Americans, EVs are Tesla. No one's told them that BYD has eaten their lunch. Sigma Lithium up 2.5% there. So we are expecting to see, I guess today, a little bit of a skew back towards resource stocks and away maybe from those industrials. Let's have a little look at what news is out this morning. We haven't seen an awful lot this morning. We've got Westgold has revised its full year financial year 2024 production guidance to 220 to 230 at an all-in sustaining cost of $2,100 to $2,300. That gives them a pretty nice margin with 3,500 Aussie dollars on the gold price at the moment. And we have seen WiseTech non-executive director Teresa Engelhardt is set to vacate her position on the board. She will retire to focus on her personal business interests. That is effective on the 8th of April. So that is first off the news this morning. Let's have a little look at other stuff. Ramelius is out this morning, reported Q3 gold production, 86,928 ounces. Guidance was 70,000 to 77,500 ounces. So that's not bad at all for Ramelius. That'll certainly help in a good gold environment. Develop Global has reported Woodlawn production restart study results. Pre-tax NPV there of around $658 million, which is up 37%. Boss Energy has passed the final technical milestone in Honeymoon in that restart strategy, paving the way for first drum of uranium to be filled in the next 2 weeks. We saw yesterday how good the Paladin first drum uranium set that price alight. Certainly Boss Energy in the spotlight this morning on the back of that one. We did see Aurora yesterday, ORA, the stock code, having their guidance downgrade. Just analyst commentary this morning. We've got UBS lowering targets to $2.56 from $2.90. Barrenjoey analyst has lowered their target to $2.45 from $2.85. Jefferies analyst has lowered their target to $2.40 from $2.75. Evans and Partners downgrades and lowers target to $2.61 from $3. Pretty much a familiar story across there after the fact. It would have been nice to have known before the fact. Treasury Wine Estates, some key takeaways from the Chinese tariff removal. We've got JP Morgan analyst raising his target to $14.30. Jardine's analyst has raised their target to $14.50. Barrenjoey has raised their target to a massive $11 from $10. And Jefferies has raised their target to $16 from $14. A lot of these guys just playing catch up there in terms of their target prices. Yesterday we saw that bid for Austal. I have to say it's highly unlikely, I would think, that that will go ahead given the politics surrounding that. But the chairman, John Rothwell, is considering retirement according to the Australian Financial Review. Finally, Gold Road downgraded to neutral from outperform at Macquarie. Target price there remains $1.70. Well, that's about it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day. And of course, as always, may the trading gods be with you.